Hello.
Hi, is this Zavar?
Speaking.
Hey, this is Shaw over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
How are you, Sean?
Good, thanks for asking. Is this a good time to chat?
It's an easy day for me today. Go ahead.
Okay. So it looks like you did a registration and you were interested in both equipment financing and working capital. So I just want to go. I have your file here pulled up. So I'm just going to confirm a couple of pieces of info I have on your business, and then I can answer any questions that you might have. What's the name of your company?
ANZ truckload.
Sorry, what
ANZ truckload.
that? Okay. Truckload.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, how long have you guys been in business for?
Almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years.
Yeah.
When is it 2 years?
November.
November. Okay.
And the 1st of November.
Okay. Nice. Okay. And then, are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay, perfect. So we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Sure. We was getting a new truck because when I started it, I knew the business before I started it because I was in a furniture business. We do a lot of transportation. Now we're doing a bigger transportation, and I started with the four older trucks, and they kind of giving me too much problem, this and that. So we started buying new trucks. Now we have five new trucks, and they're actually doing good. So we're trying to join, since once we get the new drivers, we're trying to add new trucks. And new trucks is actually a little bit higher price than the used one, because for 150 you can get the new one, or you can get the three used ones, and then keep making the mechanic guys richer and richer and richer every day. So any trucks that did over 350 400,000 miles, I experienced, no matter what brand I bought. I bought four different brands: Volvo, International, Kenworth, and what was the other one? The other one was Freightliner. They're all creating a problem once it's old. But new ones, we bought it a year ago, and they're doing great. So we're trying to add a couple more trucks.
Nice. Okay. So you have five right now. One of them is new that you bought, or
No,
you bought it
I
new.
have four. I have four old. Then I gave up with the old ones, not buying anymore. And I have five new ones already bought for the leasing. And they're doing a great job. I just changed the oil. I'm back on the road. But the old one, the engine problem, transmission problem. And I was calculating from the day one on the old four trucks until now, we spent close to $180,000 on the mechanic for four
Oh
trucks.
wow, that's crazy.
That's crazy. That's why I want to sell them, make it look fresh, a little bit better, change tires and stuff, get rid of it for whatever the price is worth it, and only work with the new one. And another benefit of the new one is they give you, up to certain 250, I believe, or 300,000 mileage, they give you a warranty on the engine,
Oh,
transmissions,
nice.
which is, that's why I guess those trucks are a little bit pricey on the new ones. But
Nice.
they really do the job though, because we have this contract lane for the United States Post Services. And well, it's picking up, but it's only the second year. You can't just from
Yeah,
first year and
exactly.
second year, you can just go up like 50, 60 trucks. But it's going there, but a little bit slowly.
Yeah, okay. How did you buy the old trucks? Did you buy pay cash for those?
Yeah, I paid cash in.
Okay, and then the new one that you bought, how did you finance that one, or did you pay cash for that one too?
The new ones, we financed it because after a year of business, we had a good credit now, because they've seen the statements and stuff, and we have provided them the good credit. I mean, not credit in terms of buying stuff, but good credit background, the driver
For like the
license.
business, yeah.
Yeah. And the driver were approved to drive the new cars, because they look at the, it's not only about getting approved on finance or lease, and they will also see who's driving, his record and insurance and stuff.
Oh, I
Because,
see.
since they're letting you get the truck for lease, and they want to make sure that the good record drivers are driving, so make sure they don't, cause any accidents and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that they check the drivers too in order to get the financing. I guess for maybe for your specific the program that
No,
applied
that's
for.
between dealer and the trucking companies.
Oh, I see. I see.
They just
Okay.
check, like, background of the driver when you come to get a new truck.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, because those trucks are, it could be really dangerous if you don't know how to drive it
But
correctly.
we do buy fully covered insurance in terms of physical damage, whether it's with a load or without load or anything like that.
Okay. And how much do you estimate the new truck that you want to buy is going to cost you?
The offer you guys sent, it is for, well, it doesn't say exactly 250 grand. It says up to, and we got the extra cash close to $90,000. So if you can get this, you're offering, we can get two more new ones, and we can get two rental trailers for that also. The trailers, we don't really buy them; we just rental them because rents are cheap on those, like $550, $600 a month. Then, if I want to change it to a reefer or a car holder or a step deck, I'm not sure if you're familiar with those, we can just quickly switch them. That's why it's good to go with the rental on the trailers and stuff. Because anytime if you get a new contract with the different brokers and the transportation bigger companies, they can give you okay, here's the weekly contract or monthly or yearly. So we got this job, this trip, this and that, but we need the reefer or we need the step deck or car holder. And we just changed it with a rental company because they have rent all of it, all type of equipment. But what's the good thing about buying a new truck? Because within 5 years you pay it off, and the truck becomes yours. On the leasing, they have this new program. You lease the truck, you pay the monthly fee, and if you're not happy, you can return anytime. You don't owe them anything. It's not financing, basically. But within 5 years, if you reach certain amount with the interest, and they just change the title under your name, and you did 5 years of work, you made your money. At the end, you keep the truck.
Yeah, and plus those trucks, they usually last more than, it's going to last you more than 5 years, so it's good to just,
Oh, no,
finance it
definitely.
and just
After
own it
5 years,
out.
you could, to give it a take, the Freightliners are the life given, like 10 to 12 years, they do their
Yeah,
job.
exactly.
And after that, you can still set it for up to $35,000, $40,000. But, well, 5 years from now till then, I don't know what the market going to be like. But, as we grow, we're going to need the older trucks to do the local job anyway.
True. Yeah, exactly.
Because
Okay, so
transportation never ends in this country. That's for
yeah.
sure.
Okay, so if I heard you correctly, you're looking to purchase trailer and the truck.
The trucks, no, trailers, we'll just rent them.
Okay, the trailer you're just gonna continue renting. Okay.
Yeah, it's not worth it to buy though.
Yeah. Okay, so how much is the truck itself?
So 155.
155. Okay. And then, do you have like a vendor you're looking to buy this from already?
Oh yeah. We already bought five of them.
Oh,
One
okay.
vendor,
It's the
yeah.
same vendor.
Yeah.
What's the vendor name?
I'll tell you one second. I'll pull up his website for you. Impel Loan. It's IM. Where is his website? I'll tell you one second.
Okay.
There you go. My internet's low. I'm sorry. Just a minute.
No
Let
worries.
me go with this book. This computer's faster.
Did it already generate like a written out like invoice for you already?
For the new one, no, I'm waiting to get approved on this one. I said there I can get, but it's quick. It
Okay.
is Impel Union Leasing and Financing. So you can either go with the finance option they have, or you can go with the lease option. You can, they offer different types.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Okay. And you're not going with the lease option, right? You're just going to straight the buyout.
Because I already have three leases with them. Two is under company name. One is other, the owner operator that works for me. That's under his name because that the truck belongs to him. We have a contract between us. I do charge him based on finding a load and mileage and stuff. Since I already have
Okay.
two, and you can just get another two for leasing. You have to buy it out.
Yeah, okay. So the buyout,
Yeah.
okay. Okay.
Plus, you get to save $33,000 because if you pay the cash, it's 155. But if you do 5 year leasing, it adds up another 33 grand.
Okay. So
Like
the for
basically, the
the
bank pays up. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was gonna say, so how much do you normally pay a month for like the new truck that you already have in your fleet?
2700.
2700. Okay. And did you go through their financing the last time, or did you use your own personal bank to finance it?
No, they
Oh, they
have
financed
the
it. Okay.
yeah, they finance it.
Okay. Okay, and the how many years term did you get?
With them? A 5 year.
5 year. Okay.
60 month, yeah, 60 month, yeah, it is 5 years. Yeah.
Okay. 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 And did you apply for their in-house financing for this truck too, or you kind of are you just only using us?
No, for two more, for the new one that I'm planning to get.
Mm-hmm.
No, they have it in stock. It's ready to go, but I didn't apply for the financing because because I know I already got two from them, and another two old one we're working on to get. Not like old, but it's a year old 2015 truck, and that was being approved too. But if I need two more new ones because I have this new contract coming up with Amazon and then U.S. Mail also. But then again, you can't just get approved for four trucks leasing with a 2 year business right away.
True,
They
yeah, it takes a long time.
haven't said that, but I'm assuming, you know.
Yeah.
But this guy is really nice, though. He helps me out to get a truck.
Yeah.
He uses different banks and stuff. He's also like a professional salesperson.
Yeah, okay.
We brought him, you know, he wants to keep the relationship. I brought him like, you know, four or five customers, and he's happy with that.
That's good. Okay, so it sounds like you guys do short haul and long hauls.
We do any haul as long as the pace is right. They don't care because you
Yeah.
see, the drivers want their mileage because they get paid by mile. They want their 250, 300 miles, like, you know, oh, sorry, 250 or $300 a day, which is 500 and six up to 600 miles because 11 hours you can drive. But what I do is sometimes, like, listen, this is the mileage, this is the pay. But there's a shorter one, you can get paid by day, and they don't mind because you see, you don't have to drive all 11 hours. You do 5, 6 hours because the short distance they pay good. Why? Because nobody wants to do it. The driver wants his mileage to get his 250, 300 per day.
Yeah.
But we negotiate, like I have some drivers that they want to do work daily and be home at night.
Yeah.
So they just go to this east side area, New York to New Jersey, Philadelphia, Massachusetts, you know, stuff like that. Those kind of jobs a lot out there. Especially it's a season right now. It's extremely busy out there. You get like many phone calls. And some of the transportation company, but they'll look at your address, like your garage address, like where you park your trucks and stuff. They just keep calling you from those areas. Hey, you have a truck here, because they think that, you know, you're based out of that spot. But no,
Yeah.
that spot is just for you to. I can't park the trucks in Brooklyn because, you know, it's a small city.
Yeah,
But they just
exactly. You
go
can't
from,
really
yeah,
park there, yeah.
Jersey. Yeah, we got a spot in Jersey. We got a spot in Ohio. How many calls out there? It is busy out there, especially it's a crowded season right now out of Florida. Watermelons, pineapple, tomato, tons of those coming every day to the east side,
Yeah.
northeast.
Yeah. Do you have you have your own drivers, or do you subcontract some of the work out?
I do both. I have nine trucks we have that belongs to the company. Those are the drivers that drive, and we have six own operators. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that.
No, not
The own
really. It's
operator.
kind of
The
like
own operator basically is that he owns the truck, that's his trucks, everything expenses out of him. We just charge him out of his gross because we are a transportation company.
Yeah.
Even if he has a truck and trailer and license, he cannot just get a load because he's not authorized. So
Right,
what we do,
exactly.
we have insurance, we get a load, we're responsible, he drives for us, and we pay him based on mileage or based on contracted rates.
I see. Okay.
So we
That
make
makes a
money
lot of
both
sense.
ways, with our truck and with the own operators, yeah.
Okay. And then you mentioned that you have two big contracts coming up, Amazon and USPS. When are those coming up?
The USPS comes up always like October, November, and it finishes like almost April. The Amazon, they had a big contract. It's a company called Swift. You can look it up. That's number one company in the country, close to 17,000 trucks. I don't know what happened between Amazon and them, and Amazon kind of breaking their contract with that big company, and they're trying to divide everything to the local, not local, but small business owners, which is the guy who has like 10 and over trucks. They just want to work with the small companies. For what reason, I don't know. What they do is they will ask us to leave the trailer in the warehouse, like 2-3 extra trailers. So by the time you come back, this one is ready. You just, you know, hook it on and you go on.
They just collect,
you know, small orders you get by Amazon, the Prime stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Are you familiar? Wow,
so let's say, I'm familiar. I have Amazon Prime.
Okay.
It's just like a free two day shipping or 1 day shipping.
Exactly. So let's say New York City ordered like 1,500 packages in 1 day, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that has to come from whatever the warehouse. What they do, they quickly collect with their local truck. They bring it in one spot. They load the trailer. So that trailer has to come to New York City warehouse, and then the local guys will divide it one by one. They distribute to the people's house. So those one shot, like whole packages, we have to carry on time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there you go. The money's there because it's a Prime. The customer paid $99 a year to get 2 day free shipping. And all the tracking companies, busy whether Amazon loses money or not, but based on they advertise, they have to do it no matter what.
Yeah.
So, you know, on some modes they lose money, on some they make money, but, you know, that doesn't bother us because we give them the rate what we charge from where to where because there's a toll, fuel, time, this and that.
Yeah.
They're big.
That's crazy. When I heard about the Amazon Prime, I was like, wow, you only pay, you know, like $100 and you get free shipping the whole year. And actually, if you have like a student ID, like an email from your like college or whatever, you can just get free Prime throughout your whole time that you're in school. So like I still use my little brother's, even though I'm not even in school. I just use his account and I can ship it to my house.
No, they have to come up with something new every day because there is a buy.com, there is a eBay, there is a
big competitions out there. Yeah,
because you have to survive, like Apple and Samsung.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so have you worked with Amazon, or is this going to be a new account that you're starting?
Amazon, I worked a lot with them, but through broker, there is always middleman.
Amazon
wants to get rid of the middleman, and they want to work direct with our companies, the tracking companies, which is a lot good for us. Why? Because the money that they can pay to the middleman is just going to come straight to us. Of course, they're going to cut some, but still, they're going to get paid better than what we used to get from middleman.
Exactly.
I don't know for what reason they broke their contract with that giant company.
I'm going to look it up and see what happened. Maybe they were going to charge them more money or maybe that. Or they want to support
sometimes
more local.
Sometimes, I was just guessing, sometimes when you're too big and you go out of control, maybe, I don't know, maybe they couldn't do everything on time or something. Because Amazon, when they say Prime, they can't joke about it. It has to come in 2 days. Whether the package you ordered in California warehouse, it has to come to New York City. It just has to come. That's it. Because otherwise, you know, once they get bad reviews about this,
it hurts their reputation too, you know.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, over $1 billion company. I think they reached almost $80 billion now.
Yeah, they're like top, number one, almost, maybe not in the world, but, you know, at least over here in the States and maybe Europe.
That's true.
Yeah, okay. And then, so how was your gross annual sales like last year?
We did almost 1,050,000.
1,050,000?
Yeah.
Okay. And how's this year looking for you?
This year is already growing month by month, but just this last 2 weeks been slow. I'm not sure if you know the holiday called Ramadan for Muslim people.
Yes, yeah.
So they fast 30 days, and all of the drivers were fasting for 20 days, but last 10 days they all wanted to take day off. So now they last pray in the morning, and after that we'll be back on the road. All 15, 16 trucks going to be busy again.
I see.
You know, one thing in this country, you can't say nobody to the
for the religion
people that who wants to follow their religion, whether it's Jewish or Christianity or Islam, because you know that's between you and your God what you believe in.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta respect.
So do you think your growth annual sales are about the same or like a little
no,
bit?
No, it's already going more. Why? Because for last year, 2 month contracted lane for the November and December for post office. We got paid in January. That's why. And also, when I'm looking at the month to month, and it's going like you know, Jan, Feb, March, April, May, beginning of June, we're already higher than the last year's statement. Because, you know, I look at the raising percentage.
Mm-hmm.
It's already going. And plus, recently, they just raised the rates because it's busy. Why? Because the loads are there, but not enough transportation.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're willing to pay more, because the order that from North Carolina, for example, to Brooklyn, New York, had to come yesterday, but today they're trying to book a truck to find a transportation to pick up that load. Many loads are like this now, because, you know, when it's busy out there, you don't call to look for the loads. The broker will call mm-hmm. you, your cell phone, they keep emailing you the list. Hey, mm-hmm. I need your help, you know, you
yeah.
did this for me previously for 15, I'll give you 1700, like mm-hmm. these kind of things. Because from March all the way to the end of the year until Christmas holiday, it's mm-hmm. extremely busy.
Mm-hmm.
The last 16 to 17 years, it's never been enough transportation for the loads.
Mm. I see, okay. It's a lot going on.
A lot going on. And then yeah. the post office also, they're trying to cut their trucks. I don't know for what reason. They just want to pay us to do the job. Why? Because you don't get any benefit from them. If they're their own employee, they have to pay medical expenses,
yeah.
like holiday paid off. So that's why they're trying to cut their transportation. They own, like, you know, employees and stuff. That who
yeah.
does, not local, I guess, but long distance. I had this lane mm-hmm. from Flushing, New York to Memphis, Tennessee, nonstop mm-hmm. for 2 months straight. The team driver you have to put on. You go there, 1 hour, they unload. Next hour, they load. You got to come back.
That's
whether
crazy.
It's one pallet or not, I was like thinking one day, how are these guys paying so much money? But I go with a full truck. Sometimes I have to come empty. Why? Because that truck had to be to New York next morning to
mm-hmm.
pick up the next route.
Mm.
I don't know how they do it, but one pallet, fully loaded, empty, you still get to pay the same.
Yeah.
That's
a crazy.
Big company. Maybe, you know, one thing covers the other. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I guess, you know, as long as they don't do it all the time, where it's empty load, I guess it's okay.
No, but I called the supervisor. I said, listen, the Tennessee doesn't give me a load. I'm coming empty. What if I don't get paid? He says, don't worry. They give you a slip, no load, no seal. But you have to come in on the time, check into New York. Once
mm-hmm.
you get signed on that bill of lading that says no load, no seal, then you'll get paid. But if you don't show up on time, then there's a problem. I said, fine, I don't care.
Oh,
as long
okay.
as you guys paying, we come empty with load. It doesn't matter for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, and then for the vendor, do you think they can write up like a invoice for you pretty quickly? Because when we apply, we have to have the invoice, so that way the underwriters can take a look at, you know, specifics of the trucks, like the condition.
Oh, yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can have them send the invoice of the... Could you give me 1 second, please?
Yeah, sure.
So I just have to answer the second line. 1 second.
Okay.
Hello?
Yep.
Yeah, it's one of the drivers asking that he's going to be ready from tomorrow to work. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah,
okay.
they can make an invoice for two trucks, total cost paid in cash price.
Okay.
And what else would you need?
And then I would just need 4 months of bank statements. And then
the
application. Sorry, what was that?
For this year or for last year?
This year, so the 4 most recent months. So I would need from February to June.
Okay.
Yep. And then also, how's your credit like?
It's okay. It's not like very high, but it's reasonable.
Okay. So like well, say the national average is about 680. Do you think you're, you know, below or above that?
No, I think it's, last time I checked, it was a little bit higher than that.
Okay, that's good. Okay, perfect. And then, are you, did you apply anywhere else, or were, like, the first people that you're applying to?
The one that I applied, I paid off, and they gave me a new one because of the, what was that thing? Remember the two older trucks I was telling you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been bought, and I paid off, And it's been a little bit left, but I don't like the contract because the guy promised me first time. Mm-hmm. He didn't do a second time because the first time he gave me for a month, mm-hmm. and he said next one will be 4 or 5 years, but he mm-hmm. didn't do it. That's why I don't want to work with them.
Because
you know I checked with the report of the what do you call it, the advertisement I received on mail with you guys.
Yeah.
And to me, it sounds like he's charging the same rate what you have within 3 years in 15 months, and that's not fair.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know your 5-year, the percentage in the rates and the stuff, mm-hmm. but I don't think it's a big difference. But that's why I don't like to do business with them anymore, because he said that if I could, well, I also asked him, like, listen, if I pay off early, like, you know, we mm-hmm. have a contract. Before mm-hmm. we sign up a contract, I said, listen, what if I was to pay off 9 months or 8 months or whatever, mm-hmm. like ahead of time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll waive some, like it was like 8 or 7,000, and that also didn't happen.
Oh, wow. So did you end up paying it early and he just didn't take off the interest?
He didn't take off. He didn't take off. That's why he's calling me every week now, hey, let me make this right, this and that. I said, no, I already been...
Yeah.
Twice, and I can't do that because if you made, I would believe if you said, oh, okay, mistakes happen, but it happens once in this country.
That's crazy.
Not twice. And then the third
is
one.
Is it like a bank or is it like a broker?
It is like a bank. No, I guess they're not big as you. That's why I've been screwed, I guess.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, because actually, just to touch on the prepayment thing, we do have mm-hmm. discounts for prepayment, too. So, and it'll be in the contract, you know, what percent will be taken off.
My mistake. He had it in writing on the email, but I didn't find it on the writing,
contract.
Just like you mentioned. Yeah. And
yeah.
I'm showing the email, and it's just, you know, a bunch of excuses are coming.
Yeah. Alrighty, well, sounds like we can do something for you. I'll send over the application. It's just a one-page app, and then the 4 months of bank statement, and then uh-huh. just the equipment quote, and I'll be able to run some numbers for you and see what you would qualify for.
Okay.
I have your email here as zafar.nargiza@gmail.com.
That's right.
Okay, cool. So I'll go ahead and send this over to you right now. Do you know when you might be able to get everything into us?
I'll try my best today, if not tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. So I'll put in the notes in here that I will I'll look out for it today, and then if I don't see you tomorrow, I'll just call you like maybe around the same time as right now, just to touch base.
Thank you.
Uh-huh, no problem. Do you have any other questions for me right now?
No, that's all.
Okay. Oh, actually, I just looked at my notes in here from when you went online. It looks like you're interested in both the equipment and the capital. Were you still looking for the capital, too? Well,
I did that. Whether you guys pay them directly or you pay me and then I pay them. That's why I couldn't figure that out, and I just put both because either you wire direct to them or you wire to me and then I pay off. I thought it's that way.
Oh, I see. Yeah, we have both options. We'll see if we can. We have both the one where we pay the vendor directly. We also have one where we pay you, and then we give you the cash, and you pay the vendor. I'll take a look and see which one we'll go do for you.
Yeah, I prefer to get paid from you guys, and then mm-hmm. not paid. Sorry, well, I didn't do anything for you to get paid. I mean, you know, wired to deposit it to me,
okay.
And I can just pay them. Uh-huh. And then we can get, I guess, what do you guys, weekly or monthly or daily, like you bill me?
Uh-huh. So for the traditional equipment financing, it would be a monthly payment.
That's better, yeah.
Yeah, so that would be the one where we would most likely have to pay the vendor directly. The second one where you mentioned where, we pay you and then you pay the vendor, that would be the either daily, weekly, or monthly, because it would be a different type of loan, basically.
Okay.
Because
well,
that would be a cash loan, not
an
equipment financing loan. Yeah. Okay. So I'll first see if you can just qualify for the traditional equipment financing loan, because usually that'll be cheaper. And then if we can't get you that, then we can do the second option where we do the cash loan, where we give you the cash and you pay the vendor.
Got you. And on that one, you also have 3 to 5 year payment terms, right?
For the other one, it goes up to 3 years.
For the cash loan?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see which one we work. We can do for you first. For our equipment financing, we work with all different types of credit, so you don't have to worry about us not being able to fit you in a program. We'll be able to get the financing for you.
I got you. Okay, we'll see how that goes.
Okay, sounds good. So I'll send over everything right now, and then I'll touch base with you tomorrow. Or maybe today, if you send it today.
Thank you.
Uh-huh, no problem. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.